From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Wheeler. Missouri residents can continue flying with their current driver's licenses for at least another year. Marshall Griffin reports.
The Department of Homeland Security granted Missouri an extension to comply with the federal Real ID law, which requires certain types of standards for driver's licenses. The extension was granted in part because Governor Eric Greitens signed legislation this year requiring the state to issue licenses that are Real ID compliant. Those guidelines include digital photographs of the driver, security features designed to prevent counterfeiting, and machine-readable technology embedded into each driver's license. Missouri's law also allows drivers to retain licenses that don't comply with Real ID. Those individuals will eventually have to show a passport to fly once the extension expires next October. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Three Missouri state parks will close for managed deer hunts in December and January. The Columbia, Missourian reports that Knob Noster and Mark Twain State Parks will close December 9th through 10th, and Current River State Park will be closed multiple days in December and 2 days in early January. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources says at Knob Noster, only hunters drawn for this hunt can participate. Camping is at a first-come, first-served basis. Hunters with managed deer permits will be allowed in the Current River State Park for the hunts. Additionally, Missouri State Parks are seeking public comment on the future of three state parks, Ozark Mountain, Bryant Creek, and Jay Nixon. The parks have not been developed and are currently closed. There will be three public meetings throughout the state, and people may submit comments at mostateparks.com. Governor Eric Greitens is being sued by a Joplin pastor for removing him from the Missouri State Board of Education. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us Tim Sumners wants to be reinstated to the board.
Sumners' attorney, James Layton, is seeking a temporary restraining order that would restore him to the state board before its next meeting on Friday.
We're taking steps to place it before a judge, but we don't know when or whether that will happen.
The board could make another attempt to fire Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven. Sumners says Greitens removed him from the board because he refused to dismiss Van Deven. Last week, a motion to fire her failed on a tie vote. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Ashland City Council will begin accepting bids for a brand new sewage treatment plant. The reason for the change? Ashland's population has nearly doubled over the last 10 years, with more than 200 houses being built in just the past couple of years. Voters initially approved the plant in August 2014 after the Missouri Department of Natural Resources tagged the current plant as unsafe. City Alderman Danny Clay says the old plant couldn't keep up with the growth.
The community is growing so fast, and the projected growth didn't meet the requirements.
The council will meet again in January to discuss incoming bids. When completed, the new plant will accommodate a population up to 32,000. Missouri's Health Department Director says he wants lawmakers to pass legislation for a needle exchange program in the state. Health and Senior Services Director Randall Williams said today that providing intravenous drug users with clean syringes could reduce needle sharing that spreads hepatitis C and HIV. His comments came after he and other experts talked about ways to fight the deadly opioid crisis in Missouri during a conference in Columbia. Williams said the potential health benefits outweigh concerns that a needle exchange could enable drug use. He says there's no evidence that would happen. Several Indiana counties launched a needle exchange following an HIV outbreak in a southern Indiana county. Williams said he also supports Missouri lawmakers requiring continuing education for prescribing opioids and managing pain. I'm Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.